So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The baby was lying in the manger. After the shepherds had seen him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary kept all these things like a secret treasure in her heart. She thought about them over and over. The shepherds returned. They gave glory and praise to God. Everything they had seen and heard was just as they had been told. When the child was 8 days old, he was circumcised. At the same time, he was named Jesus. This was the name the angel had given him before his mother became pregnant. The time for making them pure came, as it is written in the law of Moses. So Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem. There they presented him to the Lord. In the law of the Lord it says,
"The first boy born in every family must be set apart for the Lord."
They also offered a sacrifice. They did it in keeping with the law, which says,
"A pair of doves or two young pigeons."
In Jerusalem there was a man named Simeon. He was a good and godly man. He was waiting for God's promise to Israel to happen. The Holy Spirit was with him. The Spirit had told Simeon that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. The Spirit led him into the temple courtyard. Then Jesus' parents brought the child in. They came to do for him what the law required. Simeon took Jesus in his arms and praised God. He said,
"Lord, you are the King over all. Now let me, your servant, go in peace. That is what you promised. My eyes have seen your salvation. You have prepared it in the sight of all people. It is a light to be given to those who aren't Jews. It will bring glory to your people, Israel."
The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them. He said to Mary, Jesus' mother,
"This child is going to cause many people in Israel to fall and to rise. God has sent him, but many will speak against him. The thoughts of many hearts will be known. A sword will wound your own soul too."
There was also a prophet named Anna. She was the daughter of Penuel from the tribe of Asher. Anna was very old. After getting married, she lived with her husband 7 years. Then she was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple. She worshipped night and day, praying and going without eating. Anna came up to Jesus' family at that very moment. She gave thanks to God, and she spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the time when Jerusalem would be set free.